It's more than just your output, more than a bike. When you hear your shout out, you know it's all right. Put on your magic pants and let's go. We're cruising into the power zone. Clip in, set yourself free. Come on and take a ride with me. We know what you need to know and what's it all about. Everything you need, it's on the Clip Out.
Welcome to the Clip Out, episode 332. This is Crystal O'Keefe.
And this is Tom O'Keefe. So, it's been a really busy week.
Yes, it has.
And we're getting ready to go out of town for a parents' weekend. So I say we just jump right in. But before we do, we just want to take a moment to remind everybody about the book club.
Yes, it's coming up. Our second meeting is coming up on November 14th. And the book we are going to read for November is called Don't Forget to Write by Sarah Goodman Confino. And I am super excited about the fact that she is going to be joining us for this book club.
And
like, I just reached out to her. She was like, okay.
Yeah, it's funny. We picked the book.
Randomly.
It's not like she agreed and then we were like, then we will pick your book. It's like we spun the wheel and picked the book and we're like, well, I guess we could ask. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Yeah.
And we got lucky.
So that's two for two. Let's see how long we can keep the streak alive.
Yeah. Up next, Hugh Howie. I want to do.
He's not a Peloton person.
He is a Peloton person.
Why isn't he on our list, Tom? Why did you not tell me this?
I said Hugh Howie.
When we were making the list?
When I said it in the book club meeting, I was like, Hugh Howie has a Peloton.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me to add it to the list.
Oh, but yeah, because he wrote Wool.
Yeah,
which is
so
now
good.
Turned into the Silo series on Apple TV.
Yeah.
And like those books are like crazy good.
They are crazy good. Yeah. Well, let's reach out to him.
I have to find a contact, but I'm not opposed.
In the meantime, though, let's read Sarah Confino's book. And I am really enjoying it. I read a bunch last night when I couldn't sleep. So I am all caught up on chapters 1 through 21 this week. They're tiny chapters. They go fast. Don't let that number scare you.
I'm on chapter 8.
Well, you've only read for a few minutes.
But I started 2 days before you. You're such a faster reader. Like, I am not a fast reader. Like, I have very good reading comprehension, but I read very slowly.
Yeah,
but
you remember it. Not only do you have good comprehension, you have good retention. Ask me in 2 months what this book was about. I will have nothing. And it's not this book. It's any book.
Yes. You'll be like, we had her on the show. So
even Wool. I know I loved it. One of my favorite books I've ever read. Tell me what it's about. Well, I can give you broad strokes. Details? That's going to be a toughie.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're very excited that she's deigning to,
so excited
to join us in the book club. So we would love to have you. You can get all the information for that over at our Patreon, patreon.com/theclipout. This is available to all comers. There's no even free members. We have free levels where you get things. This is one of the things you get. So don't feel like you have to give us money or join or sign up for anything or provide a credit card number. This is the free level. It's easy peasy. So come on over. We would love to have you.
Yes.
So other than that, what, pray tell, do you have in store for people this week?
Well, we are going to talk about this brand new partnership that Peloton dropped today. We're going to talk about their expansion into Austria. What's going on in Canada? There's just things happening everywhere. And then we have a bunch of content updates and new drops in the app. Not to mention, we have some instructor news and we have a visit from Angelo. We're going to talk about healthy lunch tips for school. And we have some celebrity news, competitor news, and we have a couple past guest updates as well.
Awesome. Well, before we get to all that, shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, YouTube Music.
That's right.
My apologies, YouTube Music.
It's kind of like Riverport. We'll always be Riverport.
Yes, which makes sense to only St. Louis people.
I know. But let's go with it.
But yes. So you can find us in any of those places. While you're there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. Super helpful. Greatly appreciated. You can find us on the aforementioned Patreon, patreon.com/theclipout, where you can, if you sign up at the paid level, you can get these episodes ad-free. If we get them early, you get them early. You also get bonus content. The episodes have gotten longer. We're trying to get them shorter. And so we have things that had to be clipped out. So you can sign up and get the bonus episode called The Clipped Out.
Yeah.
So those have been running like what, 25, 30 minutes of extra content. So, and you can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com slash the clip out. While you're there, like the page, join the group, and you can watch these on YouTube, youtube.com/theclipout, or sign up for our newsletter at theclipout.com. Also, big thanks to everyone that took the survey that we sent out.
Yes.
We are currently digesting that information and figuring out things we might want to tweak moving forward, but it was super helpful.
If people are like, what survey? You only got it if you were in two places. One, our newsletter, or two, the Facebook clip out group. Those are the only two places that got it. So if you aren't in one of those, that's why you didn't see it. But we had a ton of responses. Thank you.
And we were super, super excited about
all
the information. It's very helpful. And also, we talk about Patreon, and a lot of that money goes for all the articles and stuff that we're constantly pumping out. Like, we try to give some sort of compensation to the writers. And are they getting paid what they're worth?
Not even close.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. But we try to do something, just make it a little bit worth your while. I know it's a hobby for most, but we also don't want to just completely take advantage of
people.
Exactly. So if you're wondering where that money goes, that's part of what it goes to fund.
At this point, just to be clear, it's all going to that.
Yeah, and it goes to fund things like these fancy mics, so we don't sound like we're talking into an iPhone, and so her levels are the same as my levels, and you're not just irritated. And so, but if you don't want to join, that's perfectly fine. But if you want to help, the easiest, cheapest thing you can do is just share an episode on your social media feed to be like, hey, if you like Peloton like I do, check this out. That that goes a long way. So anyway, there's all that. Let's dig in, shall we?
We shall.
Peloton in the news.
Peloton announced this week that they have partnered up with the NBA and the WNBA.
Yeah, this is really neat. Very similar to what we saw with the New York City or the New York Roadrunners Association.
Right.
So it's a multi-year deal, and it's going to provide content that is game specific. So we're going to be seeing some more of that. It's going to be on the platform. And
all free throws will now be taken while sitting on a Peloton.
Another interesting thing is, though, that you're going to be seeing is that if you want to watch the games on your Peloton, you can.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, it's you can watch it through the entertainment beta. And so that presumably will be rolling out to everyone since it's going to be part of this deal. So if you have the beta, be looking for that, because you will be able to log in and watch the games. I'm not sure if there's an extra cost. I don't know how that
works.
Yeah,
I was wondering, because I was like, I know sometimes those games have extra costs.
Probably in the article that we're in right now, if you wanted to.
If I want to scroll down.
Yeah.
also, I was thinking that, like, sometimes there's blackout games that are blacked out in local markets. And so I'm like, I wonder if they'll still do that.
It says the Peloton Entertainment Hub will allow users to stream live and on-demand NBA League Pass games. So presumably, you're going to have a League Pass to be able to
get into that. So it's like, you don't get free Netflix. You have to pay for Netflix.
Right,
but
exactly.
If you have the League Pass, you can log in and got it.
Yes.
It's not like baked into your Peloton subscription. You can watch NBA games now.
Yes. But also, when I was talking about the classes, I think another cool part is that it's going to be co-branded fitness classes. So it's going to be Peloton members, NBA fans. You're going to be seeing strength and conditioning, basketball skills, recovery, nutrition, mental wellness. It's going to be there's going to be a mix of networking and exclusive programming to focus on health and wellness. So we at the Clip Out are thinking we're going to be seeing Allie Love, Jess Sims, Alex Toussaint. We think that's who's going to show up. And I'm sure there will be others. But,
oh, for sure. But, you know, some of them obviously already have affiliations with the NBA. So it would make total sense. Or WNBA. So it would make total sense.
Yes.
So, very exciting.
Very exciting.
And we know LeBron likes his tonal.
We do know that.
Yeah. Also announced this week, Peloton is expanding into Austria.
Yeah, this is cool. It's cool because I didn't realize, you know, my lack of geography. I did not realize that Austria is like right next to Germany.
Yeah.
But also German is the national language of Austria.
Gotcha.
Now, the reason that is cool is that, in my opinion, that is cool because Peloton already has these German speaking instructors,
right,
all these German classes. What a great way to move into a new country, but also use what you're already producing and leverage that. And it's another partnership. So they are going to be selling their equipment through Amazon.com, but they're also going to be selling it through this sport Sportige. I'm not exactly sure how to say that.
We don't speak German or Austrian, whatever that is.
Correct. But this is a huge sports equipment store in Europe, and you're going to be able to go in to the stores in Europe, or the stores in Austria specifically. You will be able to try out the Peloton equipment while you were there, and you can order online. So it's kind of like a Dick's Sporting Goods type of thing.
I'd say, wouldn't it be great if Tiege was German for dick?
It would, actually. That would really make my day.
Well,
but
I know that. Well,
okay.
What's that? What's that? I was just going to think about things that make your day.
Well, at any rate, I think this is a very, very cool thing. You know, again, I'm going to say it again. Last week, we talked about the fact that Peloton has said, hey, you're going to see us showing up in places you have never seen us before.
I think Austria counts.
I think it counts.
Yeah.
And another great partnership. So I feel like they are knocking it out of the ballpark. What's next, Peloton? What you got?
We also had some insight, some educated guesses, hypotheses, if you will, about what Canadians can expect to pay as the Row launches up north.
Yes, some of our eagle-eyed constituents to the north, they noticed that briefly, for a few moments, on the Peloton website, there was, on the Peloton Canadian website,
right,
there was a pricing and a buy now for the Peloton Row. And it was listed for $3,845. Canadian dollars. Yes. That got us to thinking, one, is that the next market we're going to see the Row in? We think so, because when you go to Canada, the Canada site now, it still says coming soon. So
okay,
we expect to see that there next.
Sure.
But the other interesting thing about it was we got to thinking about, like, how does the pricing look in all the different countries when you look at the actual exchange rate.
Right. Like, just try to do apples to apples.
Yeah. So in other words, $3,845 Canadian dollars. What does that look like in US dollars? Well, we found that in the UK, the prices for all the equipment are the most expensive, which I was kind of surprised at. And then I think it was Germany was the cheapest. So I could be wrong about that. I don't remember. If you scroll down yet again, there's a nice little spreadsheet here that Nikki put together. Helper be Nikki. So, okay. Across the board, we have UK, then we have Germany and Australia, and Canada is the cheapest when you're looking at US dollars.
Gotcha.
The other thing that we thought was interesting about this, that we do think that this price is a viable guess, is that currently the Tread is for sale in Canada, and it is priced at $3,845 Canadian dollars, which, if they're following the same strategy they have in the US, the Tread and the Row will be the same price.
Okay.
So I think it's safe to assume that the Row will likely launch at $3,845 Canadian dollars.
Okay.
So,
which actually, with the exchange rate, makes it about $100 cheaper.
$75.
Yes,
transparently, we were told by some Canadians that's not the way it works, that it's like if you use it in US dollars, I don't know. They were talking math that I still don't understand, because if it's the exchange rate, why would you not pay for it? But something about if you use the US dollar in Canada, it's still more expensive.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, that can be a mess.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
But anyway, if you're up Canadian way, that's what you're probably looking at.
Yep. Row's coming your way soon, one way or another. That's exciting.
The app got two new updates this week.
It did. And now I will say that the iPhone has had this update for a little bit, but it recently rolled out to Android, where I noticed that the recommendations have been shifting. So, for example, you open up your Peloton app in the morning and it will be like, would you like to do a morning meditation? How about a morning run? Like, it's very specific to morning activities. And then and it's starting to learn what you do. It will show if you typically take running classes in the morning, it's going to show running classes first versus in the evening. You're like, I look to see what my classes are going to be for the next day. Now it's saying, oh, it's almost bedtime. Would you like to do a sleep meditation?
Oh,
and those are showing up at the very top. So that I thought was really interesting, that it's shifting, and that has rolled out over to Android. So you're seeing seeing it on both of those. The other interesting thing that just got added was music. This just rolled out as well. So now you can actually see all of the classes that you have hearted on the Peloton app, which is nice because then you can use it to like look and see like, oh, I already have this song. Like you can easily look there and see what classes you've heard or what songs you've hearted.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do more with it. I suspect you're going to be able to do things like make your own playlists and things like that right in it. But right now, you can heart it.
I wonder if that time-based one, if it's based on time or if like it will start to, if your phone knows when you sleep, like if you work in third shift, will it know? Like,
that is a great question. Like, is it just based on morning,
like,
night?
Yeah.
AM,
like,
PM?
Oh, it's 9 p.m. You're probably going to bed now. We're just playing the odds. Or if it's like, we see that you tend to go to bed at 9 o'clock, not 10 o'clock. So we'll suggest it now.
Yeah, I did notice that when I open it at like any time after 7 p.m., it's showing me those. So
right.
I don't know. I'm curious what that looks like for folks in that do have those kind of shifts. I don't know. I would love to hear the answer to that question. I only know I have a pretty typical sleep schedule.
Yeah. So you can now start a Peloton workout directly from your Wear OS watch face.
Which basically just means Samsung. That's okay. A Samsung watch.
I didn't know what that meant.
they've had the ability to be able to see the Peloton app. And it's had some upgrades recently, but the newest upgrade, you can actually, you can start the class directly from your watch, which is new for Samsung.
Gotcha.
It's like, it's getting a little bit better and a little bit better. So
slowly but surely.
Exactly.
Don't rush into anything there, Samsung.
I don't know how much of that's Samsung versus Peloton.
Yeah,
not
that's
sure.
Fair. Yeah. And coming up after this, we're going to talk instructors in the news. We're going to let you know who's going to be the latest voice in the world of Monsters, Inc. So stick around. Man, there is nothing worse than when you buy a pair of sunglasses and then you lose or break them.
I would agree. So what do we do about that?
Well, that's where Gooder comes in. Their sunglasses are $25 each. So nobody likes to throw away $25, but it's a lot better than throwing away $100 or more dollars on a pair of broken sunglasses, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I have to say, that's not my favorite part about Gooder. My favorite part about Gooder is that when I run, they don't slip, they don't bounce, and they're 100% polarized. And they also come in like a million different colors and styles.
For your $25, you're not sacrificing comfort, safety, or style. If you want to support the show and pick up a pair, Gooder is giving the Clip Out listeners free shipping on their first order. Just go to gooder.com/TCO. That's GOODR.com and use code TCO to get free shipping.
Gooder offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and 100% satisfaction. Find your pair at gooder.com/TCO and use code TCO to get free shipping.
You know, so many people look to avoid carbs these days for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
And that means you have to give up so many great foods. But I think one of the hardest things is bread.
Yeah, because a lot of times the carb reduction also means that the texture changes. It means that the taste changes. So that can feel like a lot to give up.
And that's where Hero Bread comes into play. This is the first white bread I've had in
forever.
Years. I couldn't even tell you how long.
Yeah.
10 years?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time.
I missed you, white bread.
Well, it's nice because Hero Bread, it's actually a large piece of bread, like you would say a normal size piece of bread.
Larger than normal.
Yeah, I mean,
like Texas toast size.
Yeah. And the texture is real bread.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's amazing.
I just had it as toast.
Yeah.
I didn't have to. It wasn't like, oh, it's a sandwich. Toast.
And you enjoyed it.
I did. It's 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 gram sugar, and it's high in fiber.
Don't give up on bread. Hero Bread is offering 10% off of your order. Go to hero.co and use TCO at checkout.
That's TCO at hero.co.
Instructors in the news.
It was announced this week that Cody Rigsby will be joining Monsters at Work.
Yes.
If you are unfamiliar, it's a Disney Plus show that takes place in the world of Monsters, Inc. / Monsters University.
Yes, and he will be joining for season 2. So apparently this was supposed to come out in 2023, but it got delayed till 2024. Disney has not released the exact date, but they did release a whole bunch of the cast, and Cody Rigsby popped up.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
I think this is kind of fascinating in that it shows you how weird the world of streaming has gotten, because I consider myself a Disney nerd.
And you've never heard of this?
I had no idea that Monsters, Inc. had a spinoff series.
I didn't either.
Absolutely no clue whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so, like, when you sent this to me originally, and it was like, he's on Monsters at Work, I was like, what the hell is that? You're like, and like, season 2 of what? I've never heard of this. And we have Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Like, it never gets pushed in front of us. Nothing.
I guess we don't watch things like this,
yeah,
on Disney Plus. Like, if you think about it, we watch Disney movies, but not really on Disney Plus.
Right, because I own so many of them.
Exactly.
We own so many of them.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's yeah, it's just fascinating that like that seems like a pretty big show that they would be screaming about from the mountaintops. It's like, the business model behind streaming makes no sense to me, and my gut tells me it doesn't make sense to them either.
Well, I also, getting back to Cody,
heard of him.
I wanted to kind of point out that there was a time not too long ago where he got on his Instagram and he was like, this is my first scripted thing I'm doing today. And we thought it might be the Barbie thing, right?
Right.
But then when you looked, you were like, no, it couldn't have been that because of
timing
and because
worked,
he didn't get the part.
Also true.
And so now we think maybe it was Monsters at Work too. And that makes a lot more sense. It's timing wise.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of fun to bring all the little pieces together.
Yeah. And now I want to check out season 1.
Well, we've got it.
We do. Now we just have to remember when we actually sit down and watch TV.
We won't. No. Somebody send us a text.
Yes. Susie Chan is joining the ranks of instructor authors.
Yes. I am so excited. The Running Adventures of Susie Chan can be found in hardcover June 6, 2024, at least in the UK. So I found out about this because one of our amazing listeners happened to be at her book. She was at a literary event, and we actually talked about the fact, Tom, at the time you were like, well, does that mean she's going to be writing a book?
Yeah.
And she brought up during her talk,
right,
because it was about like women and like how awesome they are, because she is definitely an awesome woman. I can't remember the name of the book for the literary event that she was at. But anyway, yes, she is. And yes, it's happening. And I'm already excited about it. I can't wait.
I will say Amazon is bad about this in terms of like, they've posted it on Amazon and like started a storefront for it. And they get out in front of release announcements all the time.
Yeah.
Like I'm surprised they don't have a better handle on it. But I remember a few years back when the Monkees put out their first new record in like 25 years. And like the way we found out about it was someone just happened to be searching Monkees on Amazon and it came up and they were just like, what is this? And it says, and it's got like a 2016 release date or whatever the year was. And it, you know, everybody was just really flummoxed that we're like, a new Monkees record? That's ridiculous. Like, that's not a thing.
And then it was.
So, and they've done it on a couple other things since that I'm aware of. So I think it's funny that that's how it kind of,
well, in this case, Susie Chan announced it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How I just told you about how it got announced.
And you'd think there'd be a picture or something.
Yeah, well, I guess they probably haven't even designed one yet.
Or
I mean,
more of a description like Peloton instructor Susie Chan, blah, blah, blah. Like, it looks like a placeholder what we're looking at.
It does.
Mariana Fernandez was featured in the Times of San Diego. I don't know if that's a fancy way to say the San Diego Times.
I don't know.
Or if it's actually a different outlet.
I'm going to go with different outlet, but regardless, it's really cool because she got a whole feature about being the first Spanish bilingual instructor for Peloton.
And that's really cool.
It is. I just love her. She's like so sweet and lovely. Just a wonderful, wonderful person.
Very nice.
Very.
People Magazine featured Camila Ramone on silencing her inner Tia Toxica.
Yes. And I do know, I've taken enough of her classes to know she calls that like your inner critic, basically.
Yeah.
And that's what she always calls it. I think it means like toxic aunt.
Yeah.
Like,
Tia means aunt.
Yeah. Yeah. So she goes through and she tells her story and how she silenced it and how she shares that with other people. So I think this is her first feature in People.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really good at remembering that stuff, but I don't seem to recall having seen her featured there before.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, good for her.
It is.
Peloton Celebrity Sightings.
DJ John Michael had a fun post this week hanging out with Billy Porter.
He did, yeah. And it looked like some of the other instructors were there as well. I see Ross Rayburn. I'm not sure if this means that we are going to be seeing a artist series. I think that we might.
Perhaps. And for people unfamiliar, Billy Porter originated the role of Lola in Kinky Boots.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, that's his big claim to fame.
Oh, yeah. He's just like in the news all the time. But they're saying he has a new album. So I'm guessing we're going to see it featured in some way on Peloton platform.
That seems like that, especially with them posing in front of the logo with all the instructors. It's not just like they ran into him somewhere.
The only other instructor I see there is Ross Rayburn. Gotcha. I just want to be clear.
But they are in front of the big giant Peloton
logo. They are definitely in front of, yes. I think this is actually the music team the portion of them that works in New York.
Gotcha.
So.
He also originally appeared on Star Search. He was in he won $100,000 and was in the same run that Britney Spears was in.
Huh.
So there you go.
Why do you know that?
I don't know why I know things.
Okay.
But I do.
Like, I didn't even know Britney Spears was on Star Search. Like, how is this in your brain?
I don't know. My brain's weird, man. You don't want any part of it.
Checking out the competition.
Yahoo Finance writes about Form, which makes Climber.
Well, no.
Right?
No, they're acquiring Climber.
Oh, acquiring Climber.
Yes.
This headline is
stupid.
Is so convoluted. And it's like three lines of text. It just goes on and on.
Well, let me break it down for you. Okay, so Form, if you remember, I was super, super skeptical about Form from the beginning.
Right.
Because they tried to be a tonal knockoff, but they made it sound like they were going to be even better.
Right.
And then like
their product never came to market, right?
Basically, well, the Tonal Esquine, I think, never came to market. The mirror knockoff did.
Right.
The mirror portion did.
That's easy because you made a TV.
Right.
Yeah.
But now they're saying that they're going to look for sustainable growth by buying Climber, which is another machine that really never went anywhere.
Right.
Not to say that they haven't seen any success,
right,
either company,
yeah,
for that matter, because they have. Like,
is
they've
Climber
sold
the one that Jay-Z was associated, mm-hmm, with? Okay.
Yeah. And so it's literally just a climbing machine.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why you'd want that, but it's just not my thing.
It seems like it would never be anyone's primary piece of workout equipment.
Yeah,
like
I could see using it occasionally.
Yeah.
But like why would you, it's not engaging. It's not fun. Like,
yeah,
it's
like if you had all the money in the world and you got this big giant gym and you've got a bike and you've got a tread and you've got a rope, it's like, oh, let's add this Climber and the Stairmaster. But
yes,
like to like most people aren't in that position. They're probably buying one piece of exercise equipment, maybe two. And so for you to start your collection of equipment with a climbing machine seems odd.
It does. But the larger point that I wanted to make was that their headline says they're trying to get sustainable growth by buying Climber because they want to avoid the mistakes of Peloton.
Yeah.
So first of all, rude. Second of all, you're never in the position as,
right,
Peloton. There are no mistakes for you to avoid because you're in a completely different world.
Right.
Literally, because COVID happened, you guys couldn't even start your product until after COVID.
Yeah.
So I don't even see
that. You were a connected fitness company that couldn't even see growth during COVID.
Right. the other interesting thing is larger, big picture. We're seeing the purchasing. We're seeing the contraction.
Right.
So, you know, Peloton and their Lulu partnership, Peloton making all these other partnerships, and now we're seeing this purchase. We will see more. This is just the beginning, in my opinion.
Man, I hope Peloton, if it goes that direction, I hope Tonal ends up in the Peloton camp. If
Definitely.
If they get acquired.
That is if that were to happen, that is where it needs to be. Yeah. Yes. That is the best place for it, for everybody involved.
Yes. And coming up after this, we're going to talk to Angelo. He has healthy lunch tips for your school day. So stick around.
I first started AG1 because I wanted to have more energy every day. And I was surprised that not only did I get that, but I also could focus better.
And you have a marathon to train for.
I do. Give me all the things. I replace my vitamins. I have prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, B vitamins, folate, magnesium. It's all in there. One scoop.
That's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support.
Yes. And I like to recommend it to people because it's also NSF certified for sport, and I will not take a supplement that is not. If there's one product that I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long.
If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1.
Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/clipout.
That's drinkag1.com/clipout.
Check it out.
Clip out.
Joining us once again via the magic of ZoomTube from MetPro, it's Angelo, here to answer all of your fitness and nutrition questions while I try to screw it up.
Truth. There it is. Finally. Just go with that intro every time.
All right. Well, this is another question from yet another teacher. Jane Schomburg would like some ideas for good, healthy lunches to pack to school for her, not her kids.
Gotcha. No, Tom, she cannot steal her students' lunch. I knew where he was going to go with that.
Good call. Just headed off at the pass.
So, Jane, absent of more details on what you're trying to accomplish, goals, where you're at, where you've been, what you're currently doing, probably the best advice I can give just for a blanket healthy lunches is going to be a balanced lunch of whole foods, not processed foods. So think of the way your grandparents cooked. So I'd like to see on that plate some protein. So chicken, turkey, fish. There's lots of vegetarian protein options you can go with if you prefer that. You can go tofu, plant-based things, and lots of options. The point is the plate should have 20-30% protein on it. Then I want to see about half the plate a slow digesting complex carbohydrate. So think brown rice, sweet potato, squash, oatmeal, quinoa, anything along those lines, minimally processed. And then the rest of the plate should be, actually just get another plate for this because I want you to have tons of, you know what I'm going to say next, right? Veggies. Lots of veggies. Yeah. People don't get enough fiber. They don't eat enough vegetables throughout the day. And the thing is, if you sit down to just a plate of vegetables, that can be a little rough and grating after a while. But when you have it in the course of a balanced meal, you'll enjoy the veggies. Find the ones that you like. Not everyone likes the same vegetables, right? Tom loves all vegetables. He's never met a vegetable.
He's a vegetable connoisseur, really.
Borderline rabbit.
No, you have to explain to everyone why that's so funny.
Because I haven't eaten a fresh fruit or vegetable in probably 40 years.
Yeah, the one time I've seen you do it, it came right back out.
Yeah. She was almost covered in it, like she had just said, I don't know, on You Can't Do That on Television.
So when Angelo says eat vegetables, that's just where Tom drowns whatever he's eating in ragu.
This was a compromise. This is not a strategy to live.
No, this is a Tom specific.
This is not a recommendation writ large. It's just
best we can do for Tom.
It's how you tailor it to an 8-year-old boy on MetPro, which is what I am.
Okay, so Jane, protein, slow digesting carbs, vegetables, and then get a small amount of fat. Now, you're going to get a little of fat if you do an animal protein, you're going to get a little bit there. And if you put some seasonings or olive oil on your veggies, you're going to get a little bit there. If you're not getting any fats from any other source, add a tablespoon of oil or add a small piece of avocado, or you could get some nuts. There's lots of ways to get good fats, but that will completely round out your meal. And those are the type of meals that we recommend thousands of clients. There's nothing magic about the secret sauce is really in the ratios. So if we were working together, Jane, what I would be saying is, okay, now what are your goals? Is it more energy? Are you trying to lose a few pounds? Are you trying to increase strength? What are your primary goals? And based on that, now we would look at your lunch and say, okay, we're going to increase the protein a little. We're going to decrease the carb a little. We're going to increase the vegetable. We're going to decrease the fat, et cetera, and play with those ratios. But in almost all cases, at least some of each macronutrient would still be present at such a critical meal, such as lunch, because that's fueling you for the biggest part of your day. Most people only go 4 to 5 hours between breakfast and lunch, but they'll go more like 5 to 7 hours between lunch and dinner. Therefore, that lunch is really critical to be nutritious and have quality energy packed into it.
Awesome.
That's excellent.
Well, if people would like information like this tailor-made for their lifestyles or just some quality time with Crystal, where can they find you?
They can find us at metpro.co/TCO.
We'll just hang out. Yeah. We'll just hang out all day.
Totally.
That's all It'll be does. Fun.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Past guest update.
So we had Scott Jenkins on a while back, and he has had quite the accomplishment.
He has. So if you remember, whenever he was a guest, he was going to spend his summer slash fall doing ridiculously long races, right? 200 miles plus.
He is an ultra marathoner.
So he did the Tahoe 200 and the Bigfoot 200. But as of yesterday, October 17th, he finished the Moab 240. Just so you guys know, that makes him the first British person to complete the Triple Crown. And he finished 5th overall in the Triple Crown standings.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
That's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
Yeah.
Dude is amazing. And he was so much fun to talk to.
He was great.
Yeah. This is just quite an accomplishment. And, you know, he was doing this all to raise money, Yeah. And so if you haven't gotten a chance to donate to the organization, I believe it was Smile something for the UK.
Yeah.
You should definitely do that. But either way, send a note to Scott and congratulate him. Huge ordeal.
And while we're on past guest updates, Carrie Sokol. You might remember she's been on twice, right?
Yeah, she has.
And she was doing a marathon in every state, and she kept going. And now she's on her way to 100 marathons, completed her 70th in Detroit, and made the paper.
Yeah, they put her right on the front page of the Detroit Free Press.
Put her over their own logo.
It's so cool. Yeah, I saw Andrew Kovar had posted this, and I thought that was pretty neat. But this particular course goes over the bridge into Canada and then comes back into America. So it covers two countries.
Do you have to run with your passport in your pocket?
I think that you do, actually. I don't remember. Maybe you just show it on the front end.
Like before you start, they see it and it's like closed. Yeah.
But either way, congrats to Carrie. I mean, I know that she's going to hit this, like, and she's probably going to do it she's probably going to do it next year.
Yeah.
She says she's looking to do all 100 by the time she turns 60. And she finished her 50 states by the time that she turned 50.
Gotcha. So,
well, pretty cool.
Well done.
So impressed with Carrie, always.
Peloton Artist Collaboration.
The latest artist series spotlights Craig David.
Yes, and Craig is a British artist.
Okay.
Now, I don't know very much about him, but I did see that somebody in the group had listened to him quite a bit, like in the 2000s. He had a big hit that they really, really loved.
Ah.
So apparently he was very big in the UK.
Okay.
New content.
The Halloween challenge is upon us.
It is. Well, and it's the first time we've ever had a challenge. So this particular year, although we've had lots and lots of Halloween classes that we look upon with love, this year we get a Halloween challenge and you get a brand new badge if you take 3, 5, or 10 classes. It starts today, the 18th. So by the time you hear this, it's already going to be going. So you got to get to it and you got to finish them up. Actually, it doesn't say when you need to finish on this particular page, but I think it's by the end of the month.
That makes sense.
In the article, we also take a look back at our favorite Halloween classes as well. And we have a bunch of classes that are coming up that are brand new to the schedule on the 29th. So lots and lots of Halloween classes to look forward to. Make sure you hit those favorites before they're gone.
Also, Peloton announced or dropped 2 new split training classes.
Yes. And we were right. A couple weeks ago, we had heard that Rebecca was going to be doing the 5-day split. And yes, she is. So Andy's doing the 3-day and Rebecca's doing the 5-day. So if you are following along with those split programs, this is great. You've got 2 to choose from.
It is Black History Month. Don't be confused, Americans. It's Black History Month in the UK.
It sure is.
We were very flummoxed by this the first time we saw it.
Yeah.
We were just like, what?
Yeah.
What the? How is it? But it's not February.
It's just like Canada just celebrating Thanksgiving this month. Like, what?
Yeah,
I always have to do.
Or Mother's Day in March,
yes.
I think they do.
Well, that's the UK. And this is the UK, but I was saying Canada celebrates.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So, but yeah, the UK instructors, they had several rides and runs that are lined up for this particular month. And you can take those. I think there's one with Cliff and one with Bradley Rose. And of course, they will all be celebrating the UK Black History Month as well. And there were other classes too. That was just a couple.
They
highlights.
Did more than 2.
They did.
Don't get mad. So it is time now for the TCO Top 5, where we let you chime in with what you think were the best classes to do this week. And so here we go.
Okay. So the most favoritist run this week came from actually 2022. This was November of 2022. It was a 45-minute run with Adrian Williams. And Joanne Bradley Murphy says that she's taken this class so many times. The playlist, Adrian's energy, and the runners in the studio are all outstanding. She adds it to the middle of a long run when she knows her energy is going to start going downhill. Very smart. Then favorite Peloton artist series ride. That would be the one from October 9th, 30-minute Fide ride. I'm just going with Fide.
Sure.
That Camilla Ramon did. And this is the one we talked about last week where they gave away a green bike that matched his signature color. And Michael Davern said it was his favorite class of the week. He said, oh my God, what a hoot. Lots of Spanish, but lots of English as well. Only, quote unquote, 20,000 riders have taken it so far. It should be more. So many firsts. Fide taught some of the class, the green bike, lots of studio production value. He was singing and riding at the same time. Lots of fun. And he had never heard of his music. So there's a great recommendation. Just because you haven't heard the music doesn't mean you won't enjoy it.
Don't let it scare you. Let it free you.
And then we have the favorite Peloton meditation of the week. This one comes from Kira Michelle on October 10th. Mia Batol is an early adopter of Peloton's new meditation format. She tried one of the walking meditation and she liked it so much. She listed it as her favorite class. The witness walking meditation was perfect. It was a 20-minute one. She literally felt the stress fall off.
That's awesome.
Then we have an even more serious one. This one comes from Jen Sherman. This was taken on 10/13 of 23. It was a 45-minute class. We had tons of people suggest this class. So everybody was moved by it. It was a very serious class. You know, it is in the, so whenever the everything started with Israel and the attack on Israel, Jen Sherman did this class and she was just visibly shaken throughout the class. She really struggled with her feelings, but as always Jen does, she led the class with strength and grace. And Ronnie Joy Parker described the class as so moving and comforting as well. Sherry Rosenberg said she got a good cry from both of Jen's weekend's classes. And Beverly Lynn said that Jen had her head down most of the ride. I could tell she was crying and fighting through legit and understandable emotions. And then finally, we have the Unstackable ride. This one was also from Jen Sherman on the 15th. This was the cover to cover ride. And this one is this was recommended by Michael Davern. He said that in addition to it being emotionally moving, it should go on the unstackable list as well. His legs were still wobbly a day later. So our hearts go out to everybody out there reeling from all of the awful news and to all of those struggling with Jen.
Yeah, it's always difficult to know what to say because it feels so hollow. But
it does. Like, I wish I could do something. The world sucks.
Yeah.
In case you missed it.
It's an in case you missed it, Sweeper. And really, it's an in case Tom missed it.
Well, these were super, super late ads, Tom. Yeah, I will vouch for you.
Woo. So the first one is weekly row studio classes starting November 10th.
Yeah, so we've had a couple of row classes where people could join here and there, but now we are going to start seeing them on the schedule every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. That will begin on November 10th, and the booking starts tomorrow. So by the time you hear this, it will have already started booking, which means you're going to be able to do that every week on a rotating basis.
Gotcha.
So that's really cool.
And then also we have Peloton appoints Catherine Carter to head up its Australian business.
Yes. And so it's important to note that the woman who was heading up the Australian business, she is now
was eaten by a crocodile.
No.
Oh,
she is actually in charge of the UK business.
Oh, that's better.
It's better.
I was just trying to think of something Australian.
Yeah.
She was left to join Little River Band. No.
No. No, I just said what happened.
She was placed on the Barbie.
I already told you what happened.
Oh, she is opening a boutique Vegemite business.
No.
Oh, what is she doing?
She's heading up the UK business.
Oh, you should have said that.
I did.
Oh, I don't know why you were talking about all the Vegemite stuff then.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
She's starting a Yahoo Serious tribute band.
Okay, I got to eat. We got to wrap this up.
Okay. I will put a shrimp on the Barbie for you.
Okay, thank you.
Peloton birthdays.
And finally, we have two birthdays this week. Coming up on October 24th, it is Matt Wilpers. This is where Crystal says happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Matt.
And on October 25th, it's Emma Lovewell.
Funny note about that. I guess some friends took Matt out. It might have been some work friends. I can't remember, but they took him out last week. And so the tipsters were like, is it Matt's birthday and we're not covering it? And I was like, no. I think it's an early celebration. And happy birthday, Emma Lovewell. Back to back. That's Sydney's birthday. So
yes, it is.
Emma and Sydney share a birthday.
So coming up after this, we're going to talk to Anna Roisman. She's a comedian, a writer, a social media influencer, and she has a new show coming out, a new audio fiction narrative podcast.
Yeah, fascinated by this thing.
Absolutely. So you're going to want to check that out. So stick around.
Checking in with the Peloton community.
Joining us today via the magic of ZoomTube is Anna Roisman. She is a comedian, host, writer, actress, and content creator in New York City. That's the big city to us.
It is a big city. Yeah.
Where? What city are you in?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
I know, right?
That sounds like a big city to me.
Yeah. Well, that's cute.
Yeah.
You're sweet.
Yes. Sorry, I cut you off.
Our city is like half the size of one of your boroughs.
Yeah.
Our city has actual burros, like small donkeys, just roaming the streets. That's what we have.
I believe it. I don't know that I've ever been. Maybe I've switched flights there, right? You have a big airport, I'm sure.
We used to.
Yeah.
We used to be the hub for TWA, and so we had great flights.
She doesn't even know
flights.
What TWA is, honey.
No, I do.
Do you really?
We have the chic TWA hotel at JFK. I don't know if you've...
Oh, where they took, it looks like it's been frozen in time.
Yes.
That one?
It does. Yeah, the red carpet. So cool. It's like very retro. And people go there for like staycations, which I've never understood. It's expensive.
Yeah.
And you like, literally, they're like, you want to do like a staycation at the airport? And they go and they stay there. It's so weird.
But, maybe they just really Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Hey, that
maybe.
Could be.
That could be.
I do.
They are amazing. Yeah. They are.
Oh,
amazing.
Anyway, I was in the building. Enter. Here we go.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. We're talking about you. So
I love it.
If
yeah,
you could shut up, we'd talk about you. She is a regular comedian / talking head on BuzzFeed series. Did you see this? And that literally happened. What's that?
I said, you don't have to read all of this. That ended. Those are old.
Okay. Oh, wait, let's do the last part. Yeah, your work has been featured in the New York Times, the LA Times, the Huffington Post, Vulture, BuzzFeed, Funny or Die, Adweek, People, MTV, Comedy Central, College Humor, Elite Daily, and most impressively, More.
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 And now she's slumming it here. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Hi. Thank you so much. Every time someone reads my bio out loud, I want to just go delete it. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow, this is embarrassing. And this is what happens when people look at it. So I should probably just say something else, something more fun. Thank you guys for bringing me on the show. This is great.
Thank you for being here. But it's always weird, like when you try to write the funny bio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's funny the first time you read it. And then the 500th time
you can't tell if it's funny anymore.
Yeah.
I would say my bio was funnier before I was just so successful. Now it's business only.
That's the, yeah.
Take all the fun out of it.
It's the price you pay for internet fame.
I am curious personally about the Peloton side of things. I want to jump into that. I want to find out when you got your Peloton. Like, how did you decide this was the workout platform for you?
Okay. I bet you've had other guests on who've said this, but pre-pandemic, pre-2020, I was a SoulCycler. Okay. I am a SoulCycle girl through and through. And I only fell into the glamour of SoulCycle because long ago I had a day job and they gave you like a stipend for any exercise and workout stuff. And some people joined Equinox and some people bought a bicycle. Like, you could really do whatever you want with it. And so I went to SoulCycle and I was like, this is amazing. I love it. And then when I lost that job, I was like, this is expensive as hell. I can't afford to go to SoulCycle 4 days a week. Huh? But I made friends with some instructors. I found my way in. I hosted a game show for many years. I would give him, one of my favorite instructors, free Extra Lives in my game show. And he would give me free SoulCycle. And I was always a guest on his list. And it was amazing because kept me in shape and everything. And then we were all locked down, right, in COVID. And my boyfriend and I, we've lived in a one-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn. And so we were like, I was doing workouts on my TV, as everyone was doing. I was trying to do something. And I really wanted the SoulCycle bike. And I pushed so hard. And I was like, the at-home bike, it's all I know. I don't know anything else. I had done Flywheel a couple times. And I was like, I hated the numbers. I hated the scoreboards. I hated the counting. I was like, I can't. I'm like a hippie. I want to light a candle, make a wish, and listen to classic rock. You know what I mean? Like, that was what I needed.
Okay.
And somehow he convinced me to get a Peloton. And I resisted it at first. Ooh. I was like, it's just not me. It's just there's so much going on the screen and this and that. And I was like a brat who got a beautiful brand new Peloton bike. I guess we got it in, I want to say January. I don't remember when we got it. It was probably end of 2020. I think we ordered it in November, got it 2 months later in January 2021, probably.
Yeah.
And I hated it at first because I was just like, but I'd ride it. So I started riding it and I rode every single day. And I didn't realize if you spin every single day, my legs would not fit in my jeans. Like they were just like thick. And I was like, I got to do something else. And people are like, yeah, how many days have you ridden in a row? And I was like, I don't know, like 48 days in a row. Like I was like into it in terms of my own personal goals. You'll love this because I wouldn't look at, I swiped everything away.
Okay.
I was like, I will make this SoulCycle. I will dance on the bike. I turned my lights out.
I was going to say, did you light a candle?
I turned the lights out. I lit a candle. Yeah. I really tried to emulate the whole vibe of SoulCycle. And it's not. And fine, I don't know what happened. I guess 2 or 3 months in, once I stopped riding every day, I was like, all right, I'm allowed to do it 3 times a week, maybe. Get my body back to normal. I was like, I don't know what I was doing. I was just like a spin master at that point. I was like looking up auditions. I'm like, I could do this. I should teach. I still actually think I should be a Peloton instructor. Anyway, one day it just clicked for me. And I was like, you got to stop comparing it. It's a very different place to be. I'm so lucky to have this bike at home that I don't even think we've paid it off. It's in LA right now. I've been living in LA and my bike is there. So I'm without it right now, which is really hard.
Oh, that's so sad.
So anyway, that's the longest story. You were like, when did you get a bike? You wanted me to just be like January of 2021. I do SoulCycle still too sometimes when I feel rich enough to buy a class. But yeah. For the most part, I really enjoy Peloton. I found my people. I found the instructors I liked. I do other classes besides the bike now too.
Okay. I just pictured you walking by the bike the first couple of months, glaring at it.
Giving it side
yeah,
eye.
I picture this growl every time yeah, right? you walk by it.
But I go on it every day. I just was like, you know,
were you angry riding? Were you like angry riding?
Yeah. I was like, this bike is heavy. We should have gotten the soul slave. No one dances. Like, there's no routine here. It was just, yeah.
I'm just curious if you can reveal what was the day job that offered you a stipend.
I worked for a venture capital firm.
Ah, so they were shitting money and then they stopped shitting money and they just shit. That's how that normally works. Right?
No, I was like on my way out and then I lost my job. They were very good to me though. They gave me like, I haven't had a, knock on wood, I haven't had a survival job since then. And it's been since 2016.
So well done. Had
that was when I worked there. I know.
That's
great. They made me fall in love with spin because they gave me money to explore.
It is really though funny how things like that can happen and then lead you to other things. This thing that is not connected to a job, but it was connected. Yeah. That's fascinating. I'm also interested in the fact that you still do SoulCycle and you do Peloton. It's usually you don't hear a lot of people admit that they do both. I don't know. Maybe there's more secret closet.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd be worried. I'd be like, she's got the boyfriend now. He's day to day. It's going well. But every once in a while.
She pops in.
Every once in a while.
It's because I really love spinning. And I'm without my bike right now. I brought my shoes because I know people with bikes. I'm like, is that weird if I knock on someone's door in New York and be like, hey, can I just ride today? But I do the other classes. I still feel like Peloton's a big part of my life because I do love strength and yoga and whatever. But I wake up, I'm like, I need to sweat today. And sometimes you need that pitch black room blaring music at SoulCycle. And it's still its own thing for me. I love it.
That's good. I'm glad that you found a way to bring everything together.
If she still dances, you must be really good at clipping in and clipping out.
Yeah, that's true.
I am good. Yeah. I'm pretty good.
That's good.
I honestly think that in another lifetime, I was a spin instructor. I'm like, I could do it.
Have they been around long enough for you to have been, for one to have died and you to have been reincarnated?
Like this. I'm very young.
I'm questioning the timeline.
I auditioned once for SoulCycle, I should say.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I'd do better at Peloton, though, because I don't need to do the choreography. I could just be myself and be silly and get people to work out with me. But I did audition for SoulCycle once 100 years ago. It was so scary.
I bet.
When you're trying to recreate your SoulCycle experience... For old times,
I don't do it anymore. I should say, I've grown.
For old times' sake, do you ever just send free lives to that old instructor?
No.
I dance on my bike today. Here's 10 credits. However it works.
No, unfortunately, no. HQ Trivia is the game show I host. It was live. I have a lot of live hosting experience. I could really do Peloton, you guys. I'm not even joking. If you guys have an in. But no, it ended last year. So I have nothing to barter anymore. Oh. I make soups. I could give them a case of soup, a container of soup or something.
So I mean, have you looked into the audition process lately? Have you tried?
For Peloton?
Yeah.
No, but I would love to. Yeah. Honestly, if they were like, here, we have an audition for you for Peloton, I'd show up tomorrow.
Are they still, do you
have
know better
no
than
idea.
I would?
I have no idea. I haven't looked lately. I have not heard through the grapevine that they are searching, but they do a lot of that. They do a lot of that through casting agents these days. They don't do that as much the way they used to. I do know that if you ever see, I think that they like to go into gyms where people are already teaching and they like to see them in that environment. So if you see Cody Rigsby show up and you happen to be in a class, you can bet that he's looking.
Can he still show up? I would think that he couldn't.
He could show up. He might get mobbed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he can't really do that anymore.
That's
true. Or maybe they're banking on the fact that the people are in the spin class don't know who he is because they've never touched a Peloton.
That may
just
be.
Too obstinate.
Yeah, so he just goes to SoulCycle classes and it's dark. So it doesn't
He probably taught at Soul at some point. That's the only thing I don't have on my resume. I have not been a fitness instructor, but... I'm good. I could charm my way in.
Look at these jeans my legs don't fit into anymore. Put that on your LinkedIn.
Okay. And you said you do lots of other classes. You're not just a bike only kind of gal. You like to do all the different classes. It sounds like
it took me a while to expand, but then I did.
Do you gravitate toward a certain kind of instructor? Do they have a certain type of vibe that they're giving?
I feel like I have different instructors for different things. I don't follow one person for everything. Actually, there's one person I do all of her classes on, and that's Team Robin. I'm a Robin girl through and through, although my boyfriend has turned against Robin, which so now I'm like, oh no, is she not good anymore? Because he's like, I can't wear your headphones. I can't listen to her anymore. He's over her. I'm just going to throw him under. But I still think her workouts are the best for me because she does so many different moves. Some of them do too many. They're nice and they're good, but they repeat and I'll get in my head and I won't do the workout. Like, I need a full variety. So yeah, I like Allie Love for bar. If I'm going to do bar, I like Cody. I ride with Robin. I ride with Leanne. Sometimes I ride with Alex Toussaint or Tunde. I go through, it depends on my mood, right? I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what do I need today? If I need to like really sweat and feel like I've been challenged, Tunde for sure, because she's hard as hell.
Especially the weights, man. We were just talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. A five minute arm session with her is ridiculous. Just 5 minutes. It'll just kill you. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
But it's her. And you look at her arms and you're like, I want to look like that.
Absolutely.
So, do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Her arms are definitely arm goals. They are. Absolutely. Yeah. Have you ever taken a class live in the studio? Would that be a step too far for you? I'm curious.
Is it too bright?
I've never done it. I don't even know how to do it. I feel like I don't even know how to sign up. I think I looked once and it said there was nothing available. So I gave up. I have no idea how to even do it, but I would absolutely do it live in the studio. I think that'd be super fun. I'd ride in the studio. I don't know if I could handle like yoga with the cameras.
Yoga studio is actually very chill because it's only six spots in there. And so you can get back in the corner if you're worried about it. Like you don't want to be on display, but most of the yoga mats aren't seen on the screen in the same way that like you are on the bike. So I feel like it's a lot less scary than it feels like it would be in that room.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I
love Kira Michelle. She's my girl.
Oh my God. I love her too. I love her. She's just, there's something
good energy,
soulful about her. Like old
and relatable. Like she's very much, I am you and we are all struggling. Let's breathe. I don't know.
She does do that.
I feel like, she's on my level in a way. It's weird.
That's awesome. Tell us about your latest project that you're working on, Bad Influencer. I want to hear your thoughts on this. I'm very excited about it.
It's super fun. I'm so excited I got to be a part of it. I'm a very small part of it, I will say. But one of my best friends from camp, from growing up, who is my writing partner, we've written a bunch of pilots together, Gabby Conti. She is the writer of Bad Influencer, along with Jane Green, who's like a New York Times bestselling author. And they approached me. I do a lot of impressions and silly stuff online. And so they were like, do you want to voice some characters? So it was super fun. It's like a series. So you can literally just binge it. And they're very digestible episodes. They're like 15, 20 minutes. There's 9 episodes. You put it on. I think it's like an hour and a half or 2 hours like total, which is like nice. It's like a little audio movie.
Yeah.
But it's cute. The story is about, it's like basically 13 going on 30 meets Big. This girl wakes up and she's a terrible influencer. All of a sudden there's like a whole scandal and she's involved in all these issues that influencers might run into, and they got really good people. It was super fun. We got to like record in a really nice studio in New York, and I'm excited about it. I'm happy that they included me and I hope it's successful. I'm just came out this week. Cool.
It's interesting because I know it's funny when people started making, they call them what, the fictional podcasts, right?
Yes.
And the first time they announced that I heard one, I was like, congratulations, you've invented old time radio.
Isn't that
like
a radio play?
Yeah. people were like just gushing over like this brilliant concept. And I'm like, that's just what radio was, right?
But like, I will say in the podcast world, how refreshing to have something new. And I mean, I understand what you're saying totally, Tom.
No, I'm not down on it. I was just like, when it first came out as a concept, people were acting like they had just thought of it.
And that's because there's so many young people.
I know. Just like,
we also go through like cycles of everything. Like you think about the early days on YouTube and stuff, like there was a lot more like scripted stuff on YouTube, and then it became this whole like, nope, it's one person who's unboxing or selling you something or teaching you something. And now it's like back to people are making like more artsy content on YouTube. It's so weird how we go through these patterns.
For sure.
So it makes sense with podcasts because I feel like There's so many. Pick a niche now in the podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what we are, right? Like it, when we first started, people were like, about Peloton? That's like,
how
stupid.
Is that
and
a thing?
Like 6 years later.
People right. love it. Yeah. People are addicted to it. There's the Facebook groups, right? Yeah. I read all those things. When my bike was late, everyone was pissed off.
Yes.
I was like, where's this Facebook group? I gotta find it.
I want to yell at someone.
Go ahead, Tom.
No, I was going to ask, so what goes into making a fictional podcast? Like us, like we know how the sausage is made here. It's we sit down and we just talk. But obviously... Yeah. You're not doing that. Or is there an improv element? Is it all entirely scripted? Like, how does it work?
I've done others where they let you improvise a little. This was scripted and we stuck to the scripts mostly. A lot of it is for time and for if there's a bigger company producing you, they've already approved of certain scripts and whatnot. I don't think I improvised on this. Maybe I did. Who knows what the tip. But it's more like casting a TV show on a smaller scale. She wrote it with all these parts and there were people she had in mind and to get big influencers. I know Dumois voices something who has a huge following and Perez Hilton is in it. All these big people, which is great because it's like not a time commitment that you would have to do for an actual TV show. Right. Like go in and record for an hour like you would do any podcast. But it's a lot more in the edit. It's a little more finessed with the music cues and sound cues. So I think it's just if you literally took a TV show and take away the video. Well, it's a lot like that. But it's fun to play with.
I was wondering that because like whenever a TV show is filmed, or at least it appears to be, that there's all this like waiting time for actors because they have to wait for scenes to be reset and things like that. And I was like, if you don't have to do that piece of it, is it pretty much just waiting for somebody to do their lines? Are you guys reading them all at the same time? Or are you reading just your part? How does that work?
It changes. I feel like it's a lot like recording for animation. Sometimes you're alone. For this, it was really great. They got us in to do our scenes with the people in the scenes. So we got to act with people on a microphone.
That makes such a difference.
In
the vibe and the chemistry. Rather than just
having that energy to feed off of, for sure. So that was really cool. I got to do the scenes with the people. You make some friends, but there's no downtime, which is great because they schedule you. You're in for 2 hours, you record and you're out. And it's awesome. Sometimes things will change and they'll have to do pickups and whatnot, but it's pretty like, I don't want to say easy because it's not easy to create one of these, but I'd say it's a lot easier than having a full crew that has to do video.
It's less labor intensive.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So is it like, and you might not know the answer to this and that's okay. How do they do the sound effects? Do they have pre-made sound effects that somebody's just editing in? Or is it like, do they have a Foley artist like back in the day where if there's a horse, there's a guy there with coconuts clomping them on a table?
I'd say it depends on your budget. I have no idea what they did for this one, unfortunately. If they had it on budget where they have people opening doors and stuff, they probably use either sounds that you can buy from sound libraries or I don't know.
You did not see anybody with coconuts.
I didn't.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm offended if there was Foley and I didn't get to do it. You know, like toast a glass or something. I'm like, wait, I could have done that.
I want to make the slurping noise when we drink.
That they'll make you do. I think if that's in your scene, they'll make you slurp. Right? I've had to do that. Yeah.
Well, hopefully the scene is about drinking.
Exactly.
And you said that it started this week and it's like a 10-part series,
So, and you can listen to it whenever. It's not timely or anything. If one day you're in a car, you're like, oh, I have an hour and a half drive. I think that'd be a great podcast to throw on.
Because, absolutely. You know. And they dropped all of them at the same time. So you can listen to it. You can binge them if you wanted, like you said. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's very cool.
We're living in the era of binging. I think people enjoy that when it's all out for them at once.
I agree. Whenever these platforms have started taking back when we were used to binging and they started now they're like, oh, we're only going to give you one a week. What is this, 1978? Yeah, right? I want to binge. You taught
Ironically,
me to binge.
Those do better than the ones because everyone's like waiting for it and then they'll all tune in.
I know.
Yeah. It's like a lot of times the smaller platforms, although Disney Plus obviously isn't smaller, but it's a game to keep you there. They don't want you to, I'll sign up for a month, watch all of this, and then I'm out. It's got to keep coming back. So
my Netflix is killing me right now with Love is Blind. I'm like, don't make me wait a week and then four. It's not fair.
So we started watching Naked Attraction.
Have you ever seen that?
Last night.
You did?
I watched one episode last night. I'm like scarred for life.
And there are
like
six seasons.
Can you believe
of the
there's
show.
Six seasons of this?
There's six seasons?
There's
not
six
episodes?
So it originally aired on the BBC in Britain. Over the last 6 years.
But I know. How did we miss this?
Well, there's six seasons, but in Britain, that means like five episodes. I don't know how they pull that off, but that's what they do. But no, it's been on there for a long time. And I was reading an article about it the other day. For people that aren't aware of it, it's like a dating show where the contestants are completely, and I can't stress enough,
completely
naked.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it this morning, how fascinating. We've watched two of them so far, and how there's so much nudity. But it's very clinical, right? Like it's not a sexy.
It feels like you're at the doctor.
Yeah, it's not a sexy show. Like it's very, yeah. Like,
but the part that weirds me out so much is when they're like, "Yeah, so what do you think of this appendage you're looking at here?" And they're just like talking, and the person can hear you. It's mortifying.
It's really weird. And some of them are like doing moves and like flexing and stuff. And I was like, I'm uncomfortable with it. It's not sexy at all. But I do love that they were like, let's just give them a dating show where we cut out all the bullshit. Here, you want to see this person's body naked? Yes or no? Like, that's it. That's the whole show.
Yeah. That is the whole show. It's great.
Yeah, it's like, it's really oddly fascinating.
It is.
So it just came like on Max, right? That's why everyone's like freaking out about it, because they can't air this in the US.
Like it's been in Britain for a while. And I guess I read an article about it in the Hollywood Reporter, I think.
That's what you said.
And they were saying that like people have wanted to make an American version, but they always want to water it down. They're like, but what if they wear bikini bottoms? And they're just like, no, this isn't SpongeBob. There's no bikini bottoms. And so they wouldn't do it. And then Max picked it up because they're just like, whatever. And they're saying that it's one of the creators of the show was commenting that it's funny to watch because we're going through the same cycle that's already happened over there. Uh-huh. So over there, when people started freaking out at first, he was worried. Now he's like, they'll watch it and then they'll see, oh, this is not what I thought it was going to be. And then they'll get sucked in. And I'm not worried about it at all.
Yeah. So I'm so funny. Fascinated by the choices that people make. I'm like,
man, as a boy, I really want to know what the temperature is in the studio. That's my pressing concern.
I understand.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
That's very important.
Freeing show, I will say.
Yes.
It is.
And just the two we've watched so far, people don't make the choices that you necessarily think they would. Like, we all know what's traditionally, what we're told is attractive. And so it has been interesting to see when people don't make what you think, the decision that you think they would.
Yeah.
It gives us hope.
It is. I guess we should switch back to Peloton a little bit here.
Naked Peloton.
That would just be so uncomfortable.
I did a TikTok like that.
No, you didn't. How uncomfortable was that? It just looks so uncomfortable. Was it uncomfortable?
You know, I didn't actually sit on the bike, but it was like, yeah, but I would, honestly. I would try and ride.
Whatever works. That's our new show.
Yeah. No, naked and riding.
I feel like, speaking of Cody, he could make a good show out of that.
That's what you call a frictional podcast.
Oh, I see what you did there.
There you go.
But what is your leaderboard name?
The Soup Queen.
The Soup Queen. Is that, and what's that from?
I make a lot of soups, and I had a series where I did 15 soup recipes, and they're chaotic and all over the place, but I was calling myself the Soup Queen for a long time, and I did some like soup partnerships and whatever, and I love making soups. So I just, like, when I got the bike, I was really in my soup era, and I was like, I'm the Soup Queen. I didn't want to put my name. I don't know. I felt weird about putting my name, even though I'm like my name everywhere, because I do content and I am a public person in terms of what I do for work. But I was like, nah, on Peloton, I'll be the Soup Queen.
Hey, there's all kinds of different ways to go about it. But I love that you were really into soup in that moment. And that's what you went with. But you still love soup now. You just don't do a show about it.
You never stop loving soup, honey.
I cook them. No, it's coming back, the Soup Queen, actually. Yeah,
really?
They're all going to be out soon on TikTok. I'm back shooting now, but yeah. I've had a couple of months where I couldn't shoot, but now I'm back to it. I made a chili last night, which is a soup in my books.
I was saying, it's chili soup. I don't know, it's a really big controversy.
I don't know if we have time. This is a whole other podcast.
Did I open up a can of worms?
It's a really tough conversation, actually.
What about stew?
I think stew soup?
I would
stew. Is a thicker soup.
Okay.
I would call it a soup as well. To me, if you eat it out of a bowl, like
with a spoon.
Yeah. It's so a soup.
Breakfast cereal is a soup.
It's milk soup.
Oatmeal is a breakfast soup.
Okay. It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Not even arguing. I will take this to my grave.
Yeah. I'm learning something new.
I am here to ask the hard hitting questions.
I love it. I totally derailed us from Peloton again. I'm like, I'm a soup queen. So
we do it all the time.
Definitely.
So you guys can friend me now. I don't have that many friends on Peloton.
Yeah. Get ready. You might now.
Great.
Hopefully.
Bring it. Yeah. Bring it.
So do you have any advice for people just now entering the world of Peloton?
Don't ride every day.
Buy maternity jeans.
I would say try a bunch of different instructors. I think I did that in the beginning just to find your groove and who you like to ride with. For me, because I came from the SoulCycle world, it was all about the music. So I really needed someone who plays good. I'll say I ride Jen Sherman probably more than anyone else because of her music. I think she just plays the best songs and I like riding to classic rock. But I would also say embrace the other. You never know a type of exercise that you may have never done before. I would say it's so fun. If you're a member of Peloton, try out the others. I didn't ever really do Pilates, mat Pilates. I'd done them in the studios before with all the machines. And when I need a chill day, I love the Peloton Pilates. I think they're just, I don't know, they balance me out. I like them. I just think it's cool. They offer so many different ones. So I say embrace all of the classes, even ones you're like, I don't do Pilates. I've never done that in my life. Try it. Put on a 15-minute one. You never know.
You already paid
for it. Yeah, you paid for it. Yeah. That's the other thing. And I guess, I don't know. I don't know if I have any other advice. Make it make sense for you. I think you don't have to do anything anyone else is doing. It's your whole jam.
Absolutely.
Schedule.
And like you said about you swipe everything off the screen. Do you still to this day swipe everything off the screen?
Everything. Actually, that's a lie. I keep the numbers at the bottom so I know like how fast I need to go or whatnot.
Okay.
That took me a really long time to get used to. But I've never seen myself on a leaderboard. I've never watched. Yeah, like I don't know how I do at all. My boyfriend checks and he's super competitive and he liked Flywheel and he enjoys being on the leaderboard and he'll do it and get off the bike drenched and be like, I was number three. And I'm like, OK. And then he'll look at my scores and be like, ooh, rough day for you. Like, I'm like, what? Like, we don't even ride the same instructors or same classes or anything.
You don't know how hard my ride was.
But I think that's so funny. That's what I was like. I was anti all of that. And I still enjoy it. And I don't even care. I don't even know where I am. I'm not in any hashtag groups either. I don't know how to do that.
Okay, I'll send you a tutorial.
Yes. She's got all the things. So
I love hearing the shout out. I love when Robin's like, the wolf pack. And I'm like, where is the wolf pack? Get together in New York City and like...
They all howl. Yeah. They howl. No, I'm just kidding.
Have you guys met the instructors? That was my question for you.
Not all of them, but a lot.
Like the lion's share.
We haven't gotten to meet the UK and German instructors mostly. Besides that, we've met just about all of them. I really like going to the studio. I definitely think that you should try that at some point. It is difficult to get in these days, but given your proximity, it's a lot easier for you. Like me, I have to wait till I'm on the wait list to get my tickets to go there. And then it's like a whole day. It's like a whole thing.
Oh my God.
Whereas you could just be like, oh, did I get in? Did I not? And it's no big deal. But anyway, I think you would really enjoy that. And
I will. I wanted to go in London because we were supposed to go to London last month and we had to cancel our trip. But
that was on
my list of things. I was like, wouldn't it be fun if we just go to the studio in London, like ride with Leanne Hainsby? How cool.
And it is easier to get into the London studio as well. So if you decide, if there's a chance you're going back at some point, that would be a good option as well.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for joining us today. Before we let you go, let everybody know where they can find you in all the places and where they can find Bad Influencer.
Awesome. Yes. I'm just at Anna Roisman everywhere. AnnaRoisman. I do a ton of celebrity impressions on Instagram and TikTok. I'm known for my Kris Jenner. I also wanted to say I have a newish podcast that actually just came out in January called Big Wigs, where we do some of our impressions. We talk a lot of pop culture. It's fun and crazy. And you can follow that. And then definitely check out Bad Influencer. Again, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and it just came out. So go leave them a review because I know that they would appreciate it. It helps, right? You guys know
that. Absolutely.
For sure.
And yeah, and find me and say hi on the leaderboard. On Peloton.
The soup queen. That's awesome.
I hope I get 5 followers. That's gonna be so fun.
You'll have to update us.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you
guys so much for having me. This was so fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
So I guess that brings this episode to a close. Until next time, where can people find you?
People can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/CrystalDOKeefe. They can find me on all the socials and the Peloton leaderboard at ClipOutCrystal.
And you can find me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/TomOKeefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/TheClipOut. While you're there, like the page, join the group. And of course, don't forget our YouTube channel. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep pedaling.
And rowing.
And running.